Now.
Report denied. Trump announcement. I'm Barton Eckert. The special counsel's office has responded to a BuzzFeed report claiming President Trump directed his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about negotiations over a real estate project in Moscow. Correspondent Sarah Murray reports a spokesman from Robert Mueller's office called the report not accurate.
A pretty fulsome statement to essentially say, look, this BuzzFeed report is not accurate. That is a very big deal. And I think that you are seeing a response that they probably did not want to put out there.
The White House has not ruled out the possibility that the president may declare a national emergency as he addresses the nation from the White House at 3 Eastern time this afternoon on the partial government shutdown and southern border situation. A Democratic senator asking the FBI to investigate Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. More from Linda Kenyon.
At issue is whether Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen lied during testimony before the House Judiciary Committee about the family separation policy at the southern border. In a letter to the FBI, Senator Merkley says Nielsen testified before the committee last December that there was no policy to separate families. At least 2,800 children had been separated from their parents, although Homeland Security officials now say they don't know the exact number. Lindy Kenyon, Washington.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke faced sentencing Friday in the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Circuit Court Judge Vincent Gowan.
My findings are an appropriate sentence would be 81 months in the Illinois Department of Corrections, 2 years mandatory supervised release.
Van Dyke shot McDonald 16 times, including after the black team was on the ground and barely moving. Second of a series of storms moving across the country, bringing significant snow and ice to the north and heavy rains and severe weather to the south. I'm Barton Eckert.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The connection between drug marketing and overdoses tracked in a new study.
Researchers found the more money pharmaceutical companies spent marketing opioids to doctors, the number of prescriptions physicians wrote for those drugs increased, and more fatal opioid overdoses followed. The study in JAMA Network Open found that for every $5 drug makers spent on perks, such as lunch and trips for doctors, opioid prescription rates soared 182%, and overdose deaths climbed 9%. Since 1999, the number of overdose deaths involving prescription opioids has increased fivefold. I'm Ann Cates.
Billy Ray Cyrus sang a song he wrote for soldiers of the Vietnam War at a service for a 22-year-old rookie officer in California killed in the line of duty. Cyrus said Davis officer Natalie Corona's smile touched his heart, and he called her a light in this world that won't be forgotten. She was shot and killed last week, responding to a three-car crash. I'm Barton Eckert.
Thinking about life insurance? Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year, and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at otaclass.com. Call now and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. So far, things are looking good on the Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. No delays to report traveling on 66, 395, or 95. HOV lanes are closed on 395 for weekend work between Etzel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. There is a serious accident in Prince William County that has Devlin Road closed at Wellington Road and at University Boulevard, so you'll just need to follow police direction around the scene.
Looking for a stable investment with a great rate of return? Stash your cash in certificates from PenFed Credit Union. Right now, PenFed is offering rates that are 3 to 6 times higher than the national average. It's easy to open an account online, by phone, or in a nearby PenFed branch. For more information, visit PenFed.org today. That's PenFed.org. National average based on information sourced from Bankrate as of December 19th. Federally insured by NCUA.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update, and what an update this will be this morning. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning, and obviously a lot to cover. Now, if yesterday afternoon you may have left work a little bit early because it was the holiday weekend, and the situation being that people take off 2 o'clock, the office closes down, you kind of tune out, maybe you go out and have a drink and don't pay too much attention to the news because, you know, we're into the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. So nothing more going to happen tonight. Speaker Pelosi's flown out of the city. She's not going to be negotiating with the president, so not much to talk about. Well, here are two things that happened after maybe you checked out yesterday. The story that was floating around about Michael Cohen and President Trump telling Michael Cohen to lie to the Congress, well, the special counsel's office issued a statement about that BuzzFeed story, and we're going to get into that in a minute, and that's one of the big deals. And the second big deal is that President Trump has announced that he will make a major announcement on the government shutdown on the southern border this afternoon. Now, you know the standstill has been continuing, but the president will make a special announcement about the border and the humanitarian crisis on the border scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. So something's going to take place today that may move the government shutdown a little closer to coming to an end. But let's get into the BuzzFeed story, because yesterday the media was going nuts. I mean, if you listened to any media or watched any television yesterday, they went nuts. Here was the smoking gun. This was it. This was the most damaging yet for the president. I mean, I could play clips all morning about how spectacular this story was. But the word of the day yesterday was bombshell. Now, if you didn't hear about this somehow, you missed this. BuzzFeed puts a story out late Thursday night, 10:11 Thursday evening. BuzzFeed puts the story out. Headline, President Trump directed his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project. That's the headline, okay? There's no according to sources or unnamed source. That's just the headline. Yeah. Why would we want to clarify that? It's a spectacular headline. Why would you want to water that down by saying it's from two unnamed sources? Well, anyway, first paragraph continues, President Donald Trump directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in an investigation of the matter. That's in the first paragraph. Trump also supported a plan set up by Cohen to visit Russia during the presidential campaign in order to personally meet President Vladimir Putin and jumpstart the tower negotiations. Make it happen, the sources said Trump said to Cohen. Now, I can see Trump going over in the middle of a presidential campaign doing a real estate deal, right? Well, that's just my opinion. I don't think he would go over and do a real estate deal, but that's just my opinion. So anyway, this sets the media into a frenzy yesterday. I mean, it was apocalypse now until last night, when a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, Peter Carr, disputed aspects of the BuzzFeed news report. Here's what Carr said. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. Rarely do you hear anything from the special counsel's office, saying that the BuzzFeed's description is not accurate. Okay, where are we this morning? BuzzFeed is sticking by their stories. The editor of BuzzFeed, Ben Smith, says he knows the identity of the two law enforcement officials, and he's sticking to his story. I'm not sure who you want to believe, BuzzFeed or the special counsel's office this morning. That's up to you. But it was a bombshell. Oh, it was a bombshell. And the bomb started dropping. Oh, man, here's bombshell number one from John Dickerson over at the CBS Morning News.
The new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is vowing to investigate a bombshell new report about the president, according to a report by BuzzFeed News.
CBS actually managed to get within the first minute and a half of their lead story. Here's the second one from Paula Reed.
A bombshell new report from BuzzFeed News claims President Trump personally instructed Cohen to lie to Congress about the president's business dealings in Moscow.
How about Hallie Jackson at NBC?
Another night, another bombshell, a potentially damaging new report from BuzzFeed.
Here's Ari Melber at MSNBC.
All right, so the BuzzFeed bombshell putting a legal focus on Trump's kids and the Trump organization they ran. Sources now saying that Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress.
Here's Erin Burnett at CNN with her bombshell.
Upfront next, demanding answers. Democrats vowing to investigate the bombshell report that President Trump told his fixer to lie under oath.
Well, the bombshell may turn out to be a dud. It may turn out to be something else. Not a bombshell. So that's where we are this morning. And what a day in the news. Man, they thought they had the smoking gun yesterday. Oh, I heard smoking gun, impeachment. Oh, the impeachment was almost the word of the day, right behind bombshell. Boy, were they giddy yesterday. Everybody was giddy yesterday. We got him now. Not so fast, folks. It's 6:15. It is the Saturday morning update now, 6:16 to be exact. And it's good to have you with us. And Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
A couple of accidents in the district to watch out for. The 900 block of New Jersey Avenue Northwest, New Jersey at I Street, that is closed due to an accident, as well as the 100 block of K Street in Northwest. Westbound lanes of K Street also closed due to the accident activity. In addition, in Prince William County, Devlin Road remains closed at Wellington Road and at University Boulevard due to a serious accident. No other issues or problems to report on the major interstates so far. Things looking good on the Beltway and on 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for afternoon rain, and there could be a wintry mix out to the west and where it's typically colder than in the city. But we'll have a high temperature today of 39. Now, if you're going up the Northeast Corridor, it's going to be a mess, apparently. But for the D.C. area, it looks like we're going to dodge the bullet this time. So 39 for the high today. For tomorrow, some morning showers, windy. We'll have a high of 48 on Sunday. Monday looks sunny with a high of 22. I looked at that and I'm like, what? But I had heard that it was going to be very cold. We have a cold snap coming in Sunday night. The overnight low Sunday will be 11 degrees after a daytime high of 48 degrees. Wow. So sunshine Monday with a high of 22. Sunny on Tuesday back up to 33. And we're back up to 49 on Wednesday. So if you're totally confused by the 38 degree temperature swings between day and night, so am I. Right now in Washington, it's 36. We're headed to 39, and it's 6:18, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, they're talking about a lot of stuff this week, for sure. Here's something to talk about this morning. New York Times reporting that House Democrats have added more than $1 billion in border-related spending to a package of funding bills that would reopen most of the government. Now, that's what the Democrats are doing. President Trump, as we mentioned earlier, says he will have a major announcement this afternoon about the border and the shutdown stalemate. Now, that $1 billion that the Democrats are going to propose this week, half the money, $524 million, would be for additional infrastructure at ports of entry on the border. That's not a wall or a barrier. That's according to one Democrat, speaking on the condition of anonymity, because the plans have not been formally announced. We'll see if this bombshell turns out to be a bombshell. The other $563 million of that $1 billion would be inserted to fund 75 immigration judges who adjudicate the claims of migrants who make asylum claims at the border. So you'll notice in that $1 billion the Democrats are proposing for border security, there's nothing in there for a barrier. So if the president stays firm, that's not going to move the needle for him. But as the article points out, it gives the Democrats some cover. So it looks like they're trying to do something toward border security, because Republicans are making a strong case this week that the Democrats are not interested in border security. Now, the bombshell story from BuzzFeed obviously overshadowed the back and forth between Nancy Pelosi uninviting the president to the Capitol for the State of the Union address and President Trump pulling the plug on her aircraft 30 minutes before she and the CODEL, the congressional delegation, were scheduled to leave for Joint Base Andrews. So a little back and forth there between the two. Interesting stuff. Now, you may have noticed this week that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand had an announcement that she made with Stephen Colbert that she was going to run for president. Well, it's kind of interesting because Kirsten Gillibrand has had quite a change of heart. Back in her younger days, 12 years ago, she was a candidate for Congress. At that point in time when she was running for Congress in rural New York, she was advocating for more deportations at that point. And she was a rather conservative candidate. She called securing the border a national security priority. In a 2007 interview, Kirsten Gillibrand said, "You have to close the borders as a first step to right-size immigration." This is Kirsten Gillibrand, 2007. "You have to close the borders as a first step." This is from CNN, so that's the source of this story. I don't think CNN is going to trash Kirsten Gillibrand. I just don't think they would trash Kirsten Gillibrand. In a 2008 mailer sent from her congressional office, Kirsten Gillibrand touted her efforts to expedite the removal of illegal aliens by expanding detention capacity and increasing the number of federal district court judges. Well, of course, she had this realization when she became a senator to look at the bigger picture. Ooh, maybe I can become a senator, and maybe I can run for president, so maybe I better backtrack. There's an old saying I heard from the Bush 41 White House, "Dance with the one who brung you." Well, she's dancing with a different group. So anyway, she's changed her tune, but will those statements come back to haunt Kirsten Gillibrand? Tulsi Gabbard's also announcing that she's planning a run, and she's also got some comments that she's made in the past. She had some things that may catch up to her. So we're going to see what happens with Tulsi Gabbard's run. And also this week, Kamala Harris announced she was planning to run for president. And when Kamala Harris was a prosecutor, she was a very tough prosecutor. And there's a story out that talks about how she has changed somewhat as she is looking at the race for the Democratic presidency. And some of her statements going back to when she was a prosecutor might be somewhat in contrast, shall we say, to how she feels about things now that she is Democratic senator and potentially running for president. So it'll be fascinating to see how all of this plays out in the weeks ahead. We're at 6:23. It is the Saturday Morning Update. We got plenty to cover. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Gordon Chang will join us. Of course, he's the expert on Asia and apparent progress in talks with the North Korean representative here in town yesterday, who spoke not only with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, but also with President Trump. Is there real progress, or is this just more of the North Korean stall tactic? We'll get the lowdown from Gordon Chang when we talk with him a little later on this morning, about 7:50. Also coming up, John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll get his read on the BuzzFeed bombshell and the bombshell announcement from the special counsel's office. So a lot to cover. Stay with us.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to the WiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
At MGM National Harbor, we're putting cold, hard cash in your hands. Now through March 1st, play daily for a chance to win $10,000 cash every Friday and be automatically entered to win the biggest cash prize of the year. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you could be the one shoveling cash this season. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor when you have another chance to win. Person must be 21 and cannot be on the Maryland exclusion list. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-204-0104. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104. 1-800-204-0104.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Q Mornings on the Mar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
6:27 Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Good to have you with us. It always fascinates me that when a party gets back into power, they let it go immediately to their heads. And it happens all the time, and it's happening right now with the Democrats. They're infighting. They're going for the sound bites. They're going for the video clips. They're going for Instagram and YouTube. Half of them on the Hill are going for the presidency at this point. But AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You notice they give her the initials, you know, the acronym, AOC. Can you imagine if somebody had given Bernie Sanders that acronym? Think about that for a second. So AOC is over in the Capitol, and this is what we're going to be, you know, living with now for the next at least 2 years. The showboating, okay? She's got a group. She's got an entourage, and they're all looking for Mitch McConnell.
We have voted repeatedly, over and over again, to reopen the government. We're here. Now we're on the Senate side.
That's right.
Now we're on the Senate side. We're roving out to the Senate side because the thing is, we went to his office in the Capitol. We went to his office here in the Russell Building. We went to the floor. We went to the cloakroom. He's not in the cloakroom. He's not in the Capitol. He's not in the Russell Building. He's not in the floor of the Senate. And 800,000 people don't have their paychecks. So where's Mitch?
Where's Mitch? Did you hear the giggles in the background? I mean, they were having just a giddy old time running around the Capitol Hill looking for Mitch. Anyway, so we've heard over and over and over and over and over again from Nancy Pelosi that the wall is immoral. Well, Steny Hoyer was asked about that, and Steny actually spoke with common sense on the topic.
Well, I kind of don't think this is an issue of morality. It's an issue of does it work? And Senator Cornyn, Senator Graham, other members of the United States Senate have put in question whether a wall works, whether that is the best way to secure the border. Now, are some restraints? We've supported substantial restraints. We've supported fencing. We've supported other technologies. So my own view is, this is not an issue of morality. A wall is immoral if it tries to imprison people who shouldn't be in prison.
Okay.
Well, we're not trying to imprison people who shouldn't be imprisoned. So a wall, according to Steny Hoyer, is not immoral. Okay. At least somebody's speaking a little common sense. Anyway, it is 6:29. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up on the program, Jennifer Harper will join us next, and then we're going to be talking with Dr. Mark Whitten, interesting developments when it comes to laser eye surgery. And if you run around with readers, you may not need to. We'll find out about that coming up within the next half hour or so. Then we'll talk with John Gizzi. We've got Gordon Chang lined up and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Cheryl Atkinson is traveling this weekend, so we do have an action-packed Saturday morning update. Do stay with us.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
And at 6:30, we do like to take a look at the headlines. And, of course, if you just awakening this morning, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a rare public statement disputing the accuracy of the BuzzFeed news report that said that President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, told Mueller that the president directed him to lie to Congress. President Trump says he will make a major announcement on the government shutdown this afternoon and on the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. It's scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. The standstill, of course, over the border wall continues into its fifth week today. President Trump has promised protesters demonstrating against abortion rights that he will veto any bill that weakens the protection of human life. Trump giving his support to the March for Life participants yesterday. He spoke via video in the March for Life that took place on the National Mall. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, who did attend the event, listed actions the administration has taken over the past 2 years to deter abortions. Advocates for gender equality are gearing up for at least four women to compete for the Democratic nomination to take on President Trump in 2020. And, of course, the Women's March returns to D.C. today in spite of the government shutdowns and inclement weather. The third annual Women's March returns to the mall today. Organizers had originally planned to gather on the National Mall, but with a possible snowfall, the National Park Service no longer plowing the snow. The march location and route was actually altered on Thursday. The march has also been roiled by an intense ideological debate. Now, in November, Teresa Shook, one of the movement's founders, publicly accused the four main leaders of the National March organization of anti-Semitism, based on their criticism of Israeli policy and ongoing association with Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, among those distancing themselves from the Women's March this year. Organizers deny the charge, but an alternate women's organization has sprung up in protest. They will hold a parallel rally in New York. Total lunar eclipse and a supermoon, all wrapped into one, and it is for Sunday night of a holiday weekend. The moon, Earth, and sun will line up Sunday night for the only total lunar eclipse this year and next. At the same time, the moon will be ever so closer to Earth and appear slightly bigger and brighter than usual, a supermoon coming your way tomorrow night if the weather cooperates in the Washington area. It's 6:33, time for a check of the traffic with Michelle Murray this morning.
We are seeing some slow-going traffic right now on 395 North. Actually, the delays begin at 95 North in Springfield and extend to 395, where it looks like the left lane is taken out now with some construction. That's northbound 395 at Etzel, so do be prepared for some very slow traffic in that area. Also in Prince William County, there is an accident that has Devlin Road closed at Wellington Road and at University Boulevard. You will need to follow police direction through that accident scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We expect afternoon rain with a high of 39 today, our overnight low 38, but watch out, everything changes tomorrow. Morning showers will be up to 48 in the daytime, but it will get breezy and the temperatures will drop to 11 degrees overnight Sunday. for Monday. Sunshine, but the high only 22. Again, overnight lows Monday, 11 degrees. Sunshine Tuesday with a high of 33, and some afternoon showers on Wednesday with a high of 49. 36 now in Washington, heading to 39, and it's 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and thanks to EMP 180, I lost 40 pounds, and I'm feeling great. EMP 180 will empower you to a healthier, happier new year and new you. Listen, with EMP 180, you're going to keep the weight off, lose weight, gain muscle, live a longer, healthier life, no matter how many times you've tried to lose weight and failed. Here's some great news. EMP 180 is unique. EMP 180 is the standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the Washington, D.C. area because it works. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change that makes everything better. EMP 180 offers incredibly personalized service, utilizing an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. Want to look and feel the way you used to? Want to fit into those old great jeans? Want people to see you and not the weight? Trust me, EMP 180 is your answer. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn, call 855-888-0180 or visit emp180.com or Google EMP 180. 2019 is your year to do something about your vision. Larry O'Connor here, and I made the decision. So should you. Dr. Witten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the area, and now Dr. Witten treats age-related reading vision changes with an innovative Vision Over 40 procedure. He did mine, and I couldn't be happier. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. That's wittenlasereye.com.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize your retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each Saturday from the Washington Times. Good morning on this holiday weekend.
Well, good morning to you.
So we're hearing a lot about the budget debate, obviously, with the government shutdown. $5.7 billion holding up the government. But some of the young gun Democrats who are new in town are proposing some very expensive programs. And you have somebody that's run some numbers on them, I think.
Yeah, in fact, a very, very smart guy has run some numbers on them. And it's somewhat of a reality check here. Rick, in fact, this morning, it's none other than House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And here's his initial statement about all this. He says, socialism is expensive and security isn't. And just like you, he pointed out that, President Trump is hoping to get $5.7 billion to get that wall built and, you know, includes more personnel and technology and so forth and so on. And Mr. McCarthy points out that $5.7 billion is actually one-tenth of 1% of the federal budget. And this is what he has to say. He says, that's not too high a price to pay for national security, which is why the obstruction from Democrats is a bit confusing. In fact, if Democrats were being honest, they would recognize that $5.7 billion is a small number compared to the price tag on some of their latest proposals. And here are your numbers coming from Kevin McCarthy. He says that the government-run health care, $32 trillion. Long-term care entitlements, $3.1 trillion. The much-ballyhooed Green New Deal, that is $2.5 trillion at minimum. Free college for one and all, $807 billion. Government job guarantees, that's $400 billion. And Social Security expansion, $188 billion. And because I'm not good at math, I won't go into how much that totals. But I will remind you, Rick, and also our listeners, that, you know, there was once very popular bumper sticker, and it said, don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion. And now I think perhaps they ought to put out a new bumper sticker that says, don't tell the Democrats what comes after a trillion. And, you know, if you're wondering, a quadrillion comes after a trillion, and that's got 15 zeros after it. So we don't want to assume anything. But it's always good to kind of cut the chase amidst all this noise and contrast the cost of these things.
But all you have to do is tax all the rich people. Come on. I'm not aware of any trillionaires, though.
Not yet.
They have their way. There won't be any. Well, that border debate, not only based on budget, it's also based on a barrier. The president wants a wall. Nancy Pelosi says it's immoral. What does President Obama's former Border Patrol chief have to say about it?
Well, this is just a great cultural moment because this is an unlikely and very strong ally that has emerged for President Trump. And that is Mark Morgan. He was chief of the U.S. Border Patrol during the Obama administration. And he came forward on Fox News and he says that he completely backs President Trump's plan for a border wall and other security measures. He says, I agree 100% with what the president is trying to do with all things related to border security. And this is what he told Fox. I thought it was really well said. He said, this is not based on political ideology. It is based on 30 years of government service. I am telling you, this is a national security and humanitarian crisis on the southwest border. And Mr. Morgan, he also served in the FBI for 2 decades. And he said all of Mr. Trump's description of the current border crisis are absolutely correct. Again, this is coming from Mark Morgan, former U.S. Chief of Border Patrol. And he said that Mr. Trump's strategy, and a fairly straightforward one, which is to combine infrastructure, technology, and personnel. They call it a multi-layered approach for the wall. He says this still works, and he said we need to do it all, including the wall. He said, I'm here today breaking my silence to tell the American people that the president is correct in what he's doing and the wall works. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because the House Minority with Steve Scalise also came out with some interesting numbers that do indicate that the wall is working. And he points out that according to some of Homeland Security's numbers that were issued during fiscal year 2018, that the Border Patrol seized almost 2 tons of narcotics. And he said, Mr. Scalise says that there's a real element of strategic deterrence with the border wall itself, that where there is a wall, that the agents are able to seize far more drugs and so forth and so on. But it's too early in the morning to go into all the numbers, but it's just interesting to see the culture that's evolving around the wall that supports Mr. Trump's ideas.
So imagine you invited the Clemson football team to your place for dinner and your whole staff was furloughed. Well, the president did what he thought was a cool thing to do, which was to serve up All-American burgers, fries, etc. Well, he got hammered by the media, and you have an interesting perspective on this.
Somebody wrote about this kind of subject this week, and it's almost it's such beautiful writing. I had to cite it inside the Beltway, and this was written following President Trump's really fantastic fast food party that he gave this week for the visiting champion football team from Clemson University. It was a great moment, and of course, as everyone knows, the media came down upon him, and there was all sorts of noise that went on and on and on. And Roger Kimball, he is a columnist for the Spectator USA. This is what he wrote about this. I thought it was really straightforward, but also very clever. He says, Trump's burger fete was great theater. It was a magnanimous thing to do. It was a politically savvy thing to do. The president not only ate a bunch of burgers, but he also ate the left's lunch again. And, you know, you have to remember this fast food was all served on beautiful china and silver platters. And so, again, this is coming from Roger Kimball. He says, this heartwarming episode demonstrates once again how nimble the president is on his feet. He thinks quickly. The White House cooks are unavailable. He wants to do something for a great football team. He improvises brilliantly. So here is what he has to say that we care about. The second fact is that the left's yapping, hysterical reaction to the event, oh, it was sexist, unpresidential, unhealthy, reminds most of America just how out of touch with most of America the Democrats are. there is a menopause of spirit, as well as of the body, and the left is deep into heat flash and night sweats territory. Anyway, this is the first time I've heard the Democratic Party called menopausal, and I thought it was a moment of note in our busy week.
I find it interesting that the media always complains about President Trump's attacks on the media, when in fact they attack Trump as hard, if not harder, than he attacks them. What did the numbers say?
Well, this is almost a tradition by now. And you have to remember that President Trump is coming up at the midway point of his office. He's almost at 2 years now, and it's hard to believe that. And it's also hard to believe that the relentless attack on President Trump, they just continue. It's almost like a cultural norm right now. There's just hostility and hostility. And, of course, our friends, I swear I almost mention them every week, but our friends over at the Media Research Center, that's newsbusters.org, they have done another one of these landmark studies in which they analyzed every bit of evening news on ABC, CBS, and NBC that was centered on President Trump. Think about that. This is 87 hours of evening news. They went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and they had very predictable notes. 90% of the coverage was negative. And I know our listeners will probably remember that last year also 90% of the broadcast coverage was negative. But let's look at what Rich Noyes, he's the senior editor over there that led this study. He said the establishment media's obvious hostility shows no signs of relenting, but polls show that this negative coverage has had no discernible impact on the public's attitudes towards the president. This is an interesting wrinkle here, that despite all this negative coverage, his favorability ratings are remaining very steady. And so Mr. Noyes says the media elite have clearly waded into the political fray to wage war against the president. But have they accomplished anything beyond cementing the reputation as political partisans, not objective journalists? And that's a very good question to ask here. And so, again, the team analyzed every moment of coverage about Mr. Trump, which aired on ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscasts throughout 2018. You have to remember that these three networks have 23 million people who are watching them every single night, and they found that 90% of the coverage was incessantly hostile. And Mr. Noyes points out that despite the media's obvious disapproval, public opinion of the president actually improved during 2018, and he cites figures from Real Clear Politics who follow five or six polls almost religiously, and he says, as it was last year, the Trump presidency was the biggest story of 2018, accounting for 87 hours of coverage, or 28% of all evening news airtime. So in this case, this year, negative coverage, but did not impact President Trump's favorability ratings.
You know, it's interesting. You go on vacation, you find a really nice spot that's not overwhelmed by tourists. You go back a couple of years later and, oh, my God, everybody discovered it. You have a remote location on the planet that's going through that same issue?
Yes, this is sort of our fun segment this morning, part of our very busy world. And you have to think of a certain location on the planet. It was once considered one of the most unique and mystical and remote spots ever. And now, Rick, it is among the most crowded. We are talking about Machu Picchu. Think about that. That's in Peru, all the way down in Peru. It's 8,000 feet above sea level. And Machu Picchu now has so many tourists that they've had to change their ticketing policy to counter over-tourism. This is coming from Travel and Tour World, an industry publication. And this is Machu Picchu is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They have now introduced strict time slots for the throngs of tourists who are arriving. And they are arriving, Rick, believe it or not, at 5,000 people a day are wanting to visit Machu Picchu. They have to pay $70 a piece for tickets. And again, we're talking about a 15th century Inca citadel. And, Travel and Tour World also says that visitors are asked to follow defined routes around the site rather than have a freewheeling experience. And some of the tourists were, my gosh, taking off their clothes up there. So they have their hands full at Machu Picchu. And the publication also advises that tickets are available only through travel agents or the official Machu Picchu website. So that's our world today on a Saturday.
Well, $70 a day at Machu Picchu is still about $39 cheaper than a one-day ticket at Walt Disney World. So I guess, what do you do? Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, as always. Thank you very much, and have a lovely holiday weekend.
Thank you, and the same to all our listeners. Thanks a lot.
You bet. 6:50 Saturday morning update. WMAL Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some slow-going traffic now on northbound 395. Delays actually begin at the Beltway and extend to Edsel Road, where there is construction in the left shoulder, left lane, and center lane, and that is scheduled to be there until 8 o'clock this morning. So do allow yourself some extra travel time through that work zone. Also, watch for accident activity in Prince William County. Devlin Road still closed in both directions at Wellington Road and at University Boulevard. Police are on the scene directing traffic. Also, there is an accident on New Jersey Avenue northbound in the 900 block right at I Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Look for some rain this afternoon, a high of 39. Morning showers on Sunday, high 48. Monday, sunshine, a high only of 22 as a cold snap rolls in for Sunday night. We'll be down to 11 degrees overnight Sunday, and Monday night lows down to 11. Warms up again on Tuesday with a high of 33. By Wednesday, we're back up to 49 with some showers on Wednesday. 36 right now, going to 39 this afternoon, and it's 6:51 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Just a quick repeat of a couple of major headlines this morning if you're just awakening and hadn't caught the earlier portion of the program. Two things going on that you should be aware of. Unless you were on another planet yesterday, you probably would have heard the BuzzFeed News report, in which the headline read, President Trump directed his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project, a story that all the major news outlets ran with as the lead story in their newscasts both yesterday morning and yesterday evening. Democratic congressmen salivating over the idea that we have the smoking gun for impeachment. However, last night, the spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, Peter Carr, disputed the BuzzFeed News report. This is what Peter Carr had to say. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. Very rare that the Special Counsel's office issues statements about ongoing investigations. So that's where we are this morning on that story from yesterday. The second story you need to be aware of is that President Trump tweeted yesterday afternoon that he is making a major announcement this afternoon from the White House concerning the ongoing government shutdown. It's entered its 29th day. We're in the fifth week of the shutdown. President writing in his brief text that the announcement would concern, quote, the humanitarian crisis on our southern border. And he says it will take place at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to talk with John Gizzi, and we'll speculate with John Gizzi right after the 7 o'clock news as to what the president may say. But that's the latest on the shutdown and the very latest on the BuzzFeed article. But couple of major stories floating around yesterday that had developments last night. 6:54 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For roofing contractors, January and February are the slowest time of the year. Maybe you're still recovering from the holidays, or maybe you're waiting on your taxes. Heck, maybe you just don't want to replace your roof while there's snow on the ground. But where does that leave us? Very slow. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Get a free estimate on your roof now instead of spring, and I'm going to give you our biggest discount of the year. Through February, save 60%. You heard it, 60% on all roofing materials. And wait for it, 5 years interest-free financing. What? Interest-free till 2024? It's our super slow, pay less than half, way later sale. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through February 28th, the super slow, less than half, way later sale.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Chris Plant here for the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch. You know, when it comes to dating, you have two choices, face-to-face or online. So which one actually works? The truth is, you can't spell online without L-I-E, and studies show that more than half of online daters lie on their profiles. That's why It's Just Lunch is so effective. Relationships that start face-to-face are more likely to last, and 74% of singles say the best sign of good chemistry is good conversation. It's Just Lunch is the only in-person matchmaking service whose members are relationship-ready, invested in success, and 100% guaranteed to go on dates with quality people who are pre-screened and hand-selected for you by local matchmakers. The choice is clear. If you're a single professional who's ready for real dating, visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hey, it's great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to be talking with John Gizzi about the shutdown. We'll talk to John Gizzi about the BuzzFeed story and the special counsel's response. And we'll also talk to John Gizzi about the March for Life that took place yesterday. Also on the way, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to talk with Tony about Syria, that attack this week, terror attack, the Kenyan terror attack, and the FBI counsel Jim Baker. A lot of talk about leaks out of his office. And also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mark Whitten about some advances that help you out if you have readers.
The gift giving continues with 4K a day. Your chance to win $1,000. Four times each weekday.
Thank you.
New year, new chances to win. 4K a day.
You guys are awesome.
Happening now on WMAL.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at otaclass.com. Call now and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource, and with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I'll take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day, 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.